I ain't gonna say no more to her, just like I told her this morning. She mops this darn house twice a week and sweep it. And that's what she got mad at me about this morning. I said, Mary, there ain't no need in you mopping this house so much. I said, am I all that filthy? I said, do I stink that bad? And then she got mad about it.
Hmm. Maybe she's got a thing about mopping it. Maybe she likes to mop. I don't know. I never heard of anybody like to mop.
It hurts her. What I mean, it caused her to have blood clots in her legs.
And she looks pretty young for that kind of thing.
She's just 25.
My goodness. That's terrible.
Well, she has to stay in the hospital sometime, 2 or 3 weeks at a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's bad.
She's been in the hospital since I was here. Blood clots, her blood's so thick.
That can be real dangerous.
And I said, now, Mary, she said, Julie, you don't like me at all. I said, Mary, if I didn't like you, honey, I wouldn't have offered to give you a place to stay when you was giving $30 a week for a little old cabin up there. And I said, you come down here to see me, and you told me what you was giving a week. And I said, Mary, you come here and stay with me for that. And I said, and I wouldn't charge you no $30 a week. I said, you pay me $30 a month, that's all I'd want. Okay, I'll do that. Well, she moved in that very evening.
Gee.
I felt sorry for her, you see.
Yeah.
See, I let her have it $30 a month.
That's a lot less than $30 a week.
Well, if that ain't trying to help somebody, she said I hadn't tried to help her. Honey, what is that of doing it?
Yeah.
Pick her up off the street practically and try to help her.
Yeah.
Now that hurts.
Yeah.
And it hurt, it cut me the heart.
Yeah.
And I called my son on the phone last night, and I put it on. He said, Mommy, is she there? I said, yeah, she's sitting right over here in this chair. Mom said, you ought to be talking that way before. I said, I ain't going to talk about it to her back.
Yeah, well, that's
I was telling him about that woman coming in and then asking her to go have a coke with her.
Yeah.
I said, how would you like for me to be talking to somebody? And they said, Julia, come on, let's go have a coke. And you'd be sitting right, she was sitting right there and I was sitting here.
Hmm.
And I said, never did. Say, Miss, would you like to have a coke too?
Yeah. What?
Well, now I think that was a dirty deed. I don't care what they say.
It was sort of rude.
It was. And I told her, I said, she needn't have been afraid to ask me. I wouldn't have went with her.
Yeah.
I had to go to my doctor this week.
Yeah.
For examination for all the swelling things. And guess it, believe it or not, he said, Judy, you're getting fat. I said, I said, how can anybody keep from getting fat when they put them on whole milk and drink 6 ounces 5 times a day.
That's true.
And he said, well, that does fatten a hog, doesn't it? he was joking, you know.
Yeah.
He said, that does fatten a hog.
That's pretty funny. My daddy had an ulcer, and he is the same thing, and he started gaining weight.
And he said, Julia, I don't like it, but he said, I guess you're right about that. So I guess if it's fatten a hog, it'll fatten a human.
Yeah.
And so, he told me that. He said, now, Judy, said, I can't. Said, I would put you in the hospital today, but I can't because I don't know why.
Yeah.
But he said, you come back. I've got to go back the 28th, I guess. It's 3 weeks from the time I was there.
Yeah.
I've got to go back.
Yeah.
And then he said, we'll see what we can do about it. I said, Doctor, I didn't want you to put me in the hospital today. I said, my old glasses where I can't hardly see. And I said, I've got an appointment tomorrow with my eye specialist. And he said, who, Dr. And I said, yeah. And I said, he's a mighty fine doctor. And he said, I wouldn't keep you from there for nothing. I said, my eyes are getting to bother me.